Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
If I said to you after, what was it, they lost to, was it Louisville first and then?
Yep.
What was the second loss? SMU.
Yeah.
If I said to you.
No, I would have never thought.
Yeah, that they're going to the college football playoffs and not only going, but they're going to advance to the next round.
No, no way in hell. I thought Texas A&M was going to beat them. Like, so I have to admit, I never thought they would make it to the second round of anything.
You know, a buddy of mine texted me, Barry Jackson tweeted, this is really interesting. Barry Jackson says, kudos to Carson Beck for suggesting to UM offensive coordinator Shannon Dawson at halftime that he should run up the middle more. Because that was the changing point in the game. Dawson today said, I could have done better play calling, looking back at it. Carson felt running right at them was a good way to attack them in the second half and said, we're pushing them around the middle. Ultimately, running right at them was the right way to go. I'm not always patient. It's easy to get impatient and start trying to throw the ball on the yard on a day that it wasn't working like that. What we had going for us that they didn't is we could run the football. Carson's input was awesome. Sounds like Dawson would have continued with the cutesy stuff that wasn't really working.
It's insane.
Yeah,
it's insane because I'm watching the game and my buddy George is yelling in the first half, what are we doing? He's like, run it up the A-gap. Run it up the A-gap. The whole time he's yelling that. And then you come out and you're doing the double reverse and Malachi Toney is trying to throw passes and it's like, why? Why are you doing that? They put Malachi Toney in the Wildcat too, and then instead of just having him run up right up the middle, they have him kind of running out to the sideline, and it's like, why? Just run up the middle is so obvious, man. So obvious.
I am a Cane now, so y'all can run me off all you want to. I'm on the bandwagon. Y'all can't kick me off. We're moving already.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we're moving. Train's moving, Hawk. I'm already on it. I got my seat. I already ordered my food. I got a wine on the way. Leave me alone. When they ran the ball straight at people, like Florida State game. Remember Florida State when they just kept running right. They kept running right behind, right, and everybody got mad at that. And no, why do we just keep running up the middle? Why do we just keep banging our head against the wall? Da, 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 da. Then they opened it up later in the season, and I'm like, okay, this is what I thought, you know, Dawson was going to do. This is what I know he's capable of doing. The story of Cristobal turning it over to Dawson and all of that stuff, which is wonderful. I didn't have any problem in the first half when they were trying to get some things going, trying to get explosive plays. Once you figure out that I'm just tougher than you and I can whoop your ass for a couple plays in a row, are you upset? To your point, Salon, I'm not calling you out. I'm calling out everybody that was mad in the Florida State game, that was mad in the Louisville game when they were running the ball early down by 14, who was mad that we've structured our team to whoop somebody's ass and we want to just whoop somebody. And it bit you in the butt some of those games where you can't score 40 points running the ball like that. But in the second half, and I don't know, like you said, the first time I heard about this report with Carson Beck, if my quarterback walks up to me and say, "Coach, I'm the quarterback. I want to get drafted. I want big numbers. I want to throw for 4 touchdowns. I can be selfish. Our offensive line can whoop their ass for 5 yards of play if we want to. How about we try that a couple times?" And for Shannon Dawson to look Carson Beck back in the eye and say, "You know what? Let's try that." And watch that second half. Boring football, Hawk. I know you hate a game. That's a 10-7 game. I know that's not what football, you know, football is not exciting to watch that. But that's when I came on early in the show and I was like, boy, they got after their ass. Because that's the type of football when you take the other team's soul. Texas A&M, if they're asked to play the Canes tomorrow, their entire defensive line is going to say, "No, coach, I'm fine. I'm going to go home and hang with my mom for a couple days." They don't want that anymore.
Which I don't love watching that style of football, but I was getting incensed in the first half because they were showing some success, and then finally it got there in the second half. But, yeah, kudos to Carson Beck. And it's Mario's type of football. I'm surprised that Mario didn't go to Shannon Dawson and say, "Hey, I got an idea here. Have you looked at the trenches? Look at our fellas. They're chomping at the bit."
It's kind of like us when we're talking about third down efficiency and then somebody...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Brings up what's an open-faced sandwich, and we all get excited because, now we can talk about what we really want to talk about. This is the fun stuff. Mario saw that and said, "Ha, ha, ha, now we can play Mario football.
This is what I want." Yeah.
It's what he wants, and it's what he built his team around is to whoop somebody's ass. Solana, to your point, Mario didn't build his team to run wildcat reverses, triple reverse passes. He built his team to physically dominate another grown man in front of his parents. And they physically dominated Texas A&M in front of their entire fan base for 2.5 quarters, I'll say.
Yeah, but that adjustment shouldn't have taken until halftime is my only point. I'm not here to rain on the parade today. I think Mario Cristobal deserves a ton of respect. I told you guys in the first segment, like, I consider this season his tenure now wildly successful. He won a playoff game. Like, kudos to him. But that continues to be the one thing he can't get right, which is in-game adjustments. The obvious thing that you need to do shouldn't take your quarterback to look at the offensive coordinator and say, "Hey, you know they can't match up with us on the inside of the line." Right? Like, are you guys not looking at what I'm looking at?
But isn't that for the OC to determine?
Both, though. Like, you're the head coach. It is on the OC. But also, you're the head coach. If you're noticing a mismatch, a clear mismatch. And by the way, coming into the game, all we heard from Don Bailey Jr., everybody we talked about, this game with was, hey, their pass rush is very good, but Miami, with their offensive line, should be able to move them. And they keep trying to go on the outside. That's where they had the advantage, if there was one. Miami had the advantage in the middle, and it was clear as day for an idiot like me from the first drive. Why did it take two quarters for them to say, yeah, why don't we give it to our workhorse, who probably would have had 280 yards in the game had they been giving it to him the entire time?
But they adjusted. I remember in the Louisville game, because, you know, I'm a fan, so I watch every snap. But, no, I remember in the Louisville game when they kept trying to run the ball at Louisville's front, and those guys were they were getting tackles for loss over and over again, and they kept trying to bang it because our strength is here. We're going to wear them down, and they just couldn't. And then they got down by too much in that game and had to, like, to your point, adjust too late. Solana, I don't think you're saying why did it take the halftime. I don't think going into halftime, coming out in the second half and physically dominating a team, I don't think that's too late. I think that's good coaching.
Right. Bengals did it yesterday to the Dolphins.
I think that was good coaching. When the simplistic point is very simple of saying, oh, we just need to run the ball to the middle. Like, that's an easy way to say it. They had to schematically go in there, figure out how they're going to run, what runs they want to run, the inside zone. They're more of an outside zone team. But it was none of that. They were like, listen, let's run straight down. They weren't faking. They weren't RPOing. They were just going to, like I say, beat up somebody. We're going to go have a physical fight here in these trenches for a couple quarters and see how they deal with it. And Texas A&M couldn't deal with it. I love a good first and 10, second and 4, third and 1, first down, second and 6, third and 2, first down. It's boring football, but a lot of people don't like to play that style. And you saw Texas A&M couldn't deal with it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.